I'm Keith Peters reporting the Justice Department has completed their investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. We hear more from correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says that the special counsel investigating President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents has completed his inquiry, and a report is expected to be made soon. Garland did not detail the conclusions of the report from special counsel Robert Hur, but did say that he was committed to disclosing as much as possible once the White House completes a review of the document for potential executive privilege concerns. The years-long investigation centered on the improper retention of classified documents from Biden's time as a U.S. senator and as vice president. Sensitive records were found at his Delaware home and at a private office. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal and local officials aren't taking any chances when it comes to security at Sunday's Super Bowl. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no known threats to the Super Bowl. Mayorkas says they don't want a repeat of what happened during the AFC Championship game in Baltimore when the contest was stopped in the first quarter.
The timeout was called by security officials at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore when an unidentified drone flew over the stadium.
The air around Allegiant Stadium has been designated by the Federal Aviation Administration as a no-drone zone. TSA officers have been trained to spot human trafficking, and extra agents will be added to handle record post-game crowds. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 156 points, the Nasdaq rose 147, the S&P 500 advancing 40, oil up 55 cents to $73.86 a barrel. This is SRN News. A warning from a female boxer.
Kerry Williams has been fighting for years and coaches at the Olympic level, and she says men do not belong in the ring with women. Williams is slamming USA Boxing for allowing a man who is living as a woman to compete in the female category. She says when she was in training some years ago, she sparred with a 16-year-old boy and he broke one of her ribs. Williams tells Fox News, quote, "I couldn't imagine being hit by a grown man." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As a potential split develops in the Catholic Church over gay marriage, one of its oldest organizations is going all in on the LGBT agenda. The Jesuits say they'll strengthen their efforts to recruit homosexuals, appointing an openly gay man to be executive director of a program called Outreach. Jesuit James Martin, who founded the organization in 2022, says Pope Francis has been very encouraging, sending personal greetings to our conference last year. This is SRN News. Officials say a pair of bombings at the election offices of a political party and an independent candidate in southwest Pakistan killed over 20 people and wounded many more. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
People carry the wounded to ambulances in the chaotic aftermath at one of the blast locations. A spokesman for the provincial government says the first attack happened in Pashin, a district in Baluchistan province. Over a dozen were killed in the attack and the wounded transported to a nearby hospital. Later on Wednesday, another bombing at the Jamiat Ulema Islam Party election office, also in Baluchistan, killed a similar number. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks, which come a day before the country opens its ballot boxes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.